as the Fray sang, "Run and you don't give up." And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there. You
Welcome to episode 46 of the Fat Man Chronicles. I am your co-host, Pete. Alongside is my beautiful wife, Gretchen. And we are a regular couple on the journey with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. How are you tonight?
Doing good. Doing good.
It's been a couple of weeks.
Yes, I wasn't feeling good last week.
Right. And I wasn't the best today for some weird reason.
Yeah. And I was old.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And so we have no wine.
No wine.
Really good water.
Got some water.
And
good old Chicago water.
You got a fuel to win.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated, people.
I got a big run tomorrow, so, you know.
You do.
No,
you
I
do
don't.
Have a big run.
It's not a big run, but yes.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to just jump into the FMC rewind. And, you know, I've got both views from the couch
and a training update.
I mean, you've got a big section here.
Oh, my gosh. I should have took better notes. I should have taken copious notes on my views for the couch.
That's all right. I think everybody will be all right with the Cliff Notes version.
Well, we're in reunion time for the Real Housewives of New York.
I just hope that John and Rob are paying attention
because they love
over at Endurance for Everyone because this is their favorite.
Yes. So it's reunion time. This is the one with Bethany and Carol. The New York is the one that Carol did the marathon. Bethany is the one she did a lot of charity for Puerto Rico after the hurricane and stuff. And she's skinny girl and that's her whole brand and all that. And then Luann was arrested down in Palm Beach over Christmas. And so she went to rehab during the season. Apparently, she had a relapse. So feel bad for her in that respect. So she went back to rehab. So she wasn't at the filming of the reunion, which is like...
Is this the one that I watched part of with you?
Where they talk over everyone? Yes, you did watch a little bit of it last week. Yes.
And so that... clear drunk one on the couch was not the one that was supposed to be in rehab.
No, and she's not, and she keeps saying that she's not drunk.
Oh,
so that's Dorinda. You're talking about Dorinda.
that woman needs help. She's drunk.
So Linda and I were just talking about that because they bring it up. It comes up a lot on the show. Like when she drinks, she becomes very combative, and she says things that she doesn't mean, or you. You know, some people say when you're drunk, your true feelings come out and stuff. And I mean, it's just horrible. You feel bad. And
maybe we should be drinking.
I know, right? But she keeps saying, like, I don't have a problem. I wasn't, like, this one episode, they were in Cartagena. I finally remembered the correct place where they were. They were in Cartagena. And, like, she just, like, went off on Luann, who is, you know, the one that went to rehab and stuff, and saying, well, I don't have a mugshot. So, I mean, she just said some really horrible stuff. And those two were, like, really good friends. Like, they've been friends for way before the show. I mean, it's just... it's sad to see. And she kept on claiming in the reunion this week that she wasn't drunk. And it's like, you're slurring your words. Like, how do you, I don't understand. But she claims. So anyway, so yeah.
You know, we are on the air. So I'm going to say allegedly.
Allegedly.
I believe that she was drunk.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it and you kind of like, okay, you're doing shots. And I mean.
Well, I just thought, I mean, that, first of all, I don't know how you watch this stuff.
You have to, like, during the reunion, you almost need to turn on the closed captioning because they talk over each other so much. And so Andy Cohen, you know, he's the next Ryan Seacrest, we all believe. Like, he's just everywhere. And he's the Ryan Seacrest of Bravo.
The poor man's Ryan Seacrest.
But I personally like Andy better than Ryan. I'm team Andy over Ryan.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know who likes to hear that? Brian Dunkelman.
I know, exactly. Exactly. So anyway, so like Andy and Bethany are like friends. Like they're they're just friends. And so, like, he always has Bethany's back. So Bethany and Carol had, like, this love-hate relationship going on. And I honestly, I have no idea why they were mad at each other, but whatever, they're mad. It makes for good TV. Well, Carol, who's usually, like, the quiet one of the group, was, like, yelling at Andy, like, stop drinking her Kool-Aid. I know you're her best friend, but you're supposed to be impartial. And it's, you know, like, he is supposed to be this impartial, like, he's the mediator, right? And he was clearly team Bethany.
It would have been funnier if she would have said, quit drinking the skinny margarita.
I know, right? Oh, that would have been funny. I should tell her that. So, anyway, so, yeah, so it's the New York reunion. So that's pretty... There's one more week. And then I just saw Bravo said that they're going to do a special reunion with just Andy and Luann once she's out of rehab. Because, I mean, a lot of the season was about her and her arrest and her divorce and the rehab and stuff. And so it's, you know, you kind of feel, like, bad for her because here's all these women talking about her and she's not there to defend herself.
Well, maybe a one-on-one interview that's about what her struggles are could actually do some good.
Well, it's
versus whatever the heck it was that I was watching with you.
So she's had these before. She's had a one-on-one so she was married for like a hot second. She knew the guy for like less than a minute, like less than like 3 months, and she got engaged to this person.
Are you confusing this with your other show?
It's not Kim Kardashian.
No, that other 90 Day Fiancé show.
Oh, 90 Day Fiancé? No.
See, I pay attention when you're talking.
You do. That's pretty amazing. So after like the split up and like everyone was telling her, don't marry this guy. He's, you know, just using you, blah, blah. Well, it turns out, shocker, he was using her.
Allegedly.
And she actually had a one-on-one with Andy after that. So now it's just like become a thing with them. Like she just has one-on-ones to clear the air. And it's just unfortunate. But she has this like cabaret act that she now does in Atlantic City where she quote unquote sings, because she actually has a couple songs like on iTunes and that she again quote unquote sings on.
Well, we have a podcast, so people will listen to anything.
I know, but like she used to be a countess, like a real, she was married to a count and like was a real countess, and then they got divorced because he wasn't the best count husband. So it's New York. I'm watching this horrible show, 7 Year Switch. I think I mentioned it before, and it's just ridiculous. And so Linda and I are talking about it. She's been watching 7 Year Switch like all season, and I'm like, today we were talking. I was watching it, and I was talking to her about it. I'm like, yeah, I can't believe this one couple. I totally think they're gonna like, you know, hook up. You know, the fake married couple. And she's like, what are you talking about? No one like cheated on this season. We realized that we were watching two different seasons. I was watching season one and she's like, I didn't know there was two other, like she's watching season three. She had no idea like this whole time, like we're talking about the show and it was like two different seasons. It's not, yeah, that's pretty funny. Guess you had to be there. So anyways, that's the views. So I got.
Well, I mean, we got fall season.
Fall season starting up.
Starting up. I feel like we need to do a special fall season in preview or something.
Well, we need to go. Like it's. I feel a little like since we don't have the cable anymore, you know, I'm like there's no guide to like it's not easy to set up like with a guide and you can't go like when it before when it come to be this time I would literally look at 2, 5, you know, like the major networks and then go 2 weeks out to make sure I caught any new shows that were coming up. And so I don't have that.
I think we'll be okay.
I'm a little anxious over that because I feel like I'm going to miss some show.
I'm looking forward to the return of This Is Us.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that new show, Manifest.
Yeah, that's your news. Yeah, see, like, I don't know when it starts. Which,
it looks like it's going to be kind of cool. Like, people kind of disappear on a plane, and they think it's been a hot minute, but right. It's been years.
That's like you don't say a hot minute. That's for me. I say that.
I don't.
You know, it sounded so weird coming out of your mouth. A hot minute. That's not, it just doesn't sound like you.
Hot second?
You're trying to be cool.
I just was talking.
It just sounded weird.
I say things like that all the time.
I don't remember hearing you saying hot.
That's because we only talk here. That's the problem.
True.
That
one looks good. That one looks really
and
good.
I'm really, I feel like I need to do an American Ninja Warrior like entire segment because
Oh my God, this last Monday night's episode of the Vegas final stage one was ridiculous. I mean, just how many people went out, the injury, like real injuries. And
yeah, and a local coach who's deaf, and his, you know, kind of run didn't go where it should have. I feel like he was poised. So yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just such an intriguing show to me, but I'm not going to bore people with my recap of it right now. I'll bore them with other things.
There you go.
Well, I got to be honest here about where most of the feedback has been that I've heard lately has been around your training.
Everybody
is excited to hear about how your training is going, what's going on, and they're really anxious to follow your journey.
So last time we recorded was before I did like a consecutive long, quote unquote, long run for me.
So
I was saying that I was nervous because I was supposed to run half a mile nonstop. And I don't know the last time I ran half a mile nonstop.
So let's back up. So that was week one.
That was week one. Yeah. So week
one. And so you're now in week three.
Three. Yes. Okay. So week one, I did interval, and which felt good. That was refined. And then I went outside and I did my half. I was supposed to do a 0.5 walk, 0.5 run, and then a quarter walk or something like that. I kind of misread it wrong. So I shorted Andy a quarter of a mile, but I think he'll forgive me. But I ran a half a mile straight. And what I decided to do was just go straight out and back. Like, I just ran a straight line. And so I would know like when I would turn around and how I'd be able to time it. And I got up early.
So you went out the front door.
You
went to the end of the street and turned left.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Which have hills. So they're quote-unquote hills for us. They're hills for us.
They are.
And some of them are steeper. Some of them are flatter. But like the where you don't really realize you're going on an incline, but you really are when you look back like, holy crap, I went that on an incline.
The false flat.
So, but I did it. You know, I did it. And I felt okay afterwards. And we went out and did a whole bunch of stuff. And like, it was fine. So week two started my walking. I still do my walk on the treadmill, but then I started going outside for my interval, my run walk. And so that was my first interval was like a 2-minute run and a 2-minute walk. 10 times.
No.
Yeah, 10 times. 8 times. Sorry, 8 times. Yes. The first week was 10 times. The second week was 8 times. 2 minutes and 2 minutes. So I did that. And again, I just did the straight in and out. I didn't have my timing out, so I ended up having to do, like, I had to go past the house and then around the corner and, you know, but still, it's running. But, again, felt pretty good. You know, it was humid as all heck, and I hated every minute of it. But I was proud of myself because I didn't look at my phone. So I was using the Runkeeper. I was using Runkeeper, so it kind of tells people you when to do stuff.
So if people are on Runkeeper, they could
friend
you.
They could find me. Yeah. Yeah.
They could totally follow the journey live.
So I found myself not looking at my phone, so I was proud of myself for that. And again, the two runs, you know, my interval runs were good. It was so hot, though. It's just so hot. And I'm going out at like 6 o'clock in the morning. So not only am I running, I'm waking up early to go do my running, because the goal is to go run before Michaela wakes up so I can get her ready for school, so then you could take her to school, or I could take her to school, because then you could get your run in. And so, and I'm better at just getting up and going. Like, I can get up, get dressed, and get out the door. Like, I'm pretty good about doing that. And I had a sinus headache all week too, but I still did it. I was proud of myself.
That was week two.
So then my long run for week two was, I had a run for 3/4 of a mile straight. So walk 3/4, run 3/4, and then walk half a mile. Yeah, that was hard. I'm not gonna lie. I was cursing, you know, Andy, myself. I was like, what did I get myself into? But I did it again, and I had to do it in the house because you were out of town. So it was Sunday morning and you were out of town. And I had Michaela, and so I couldn't, like, so I did it on the treadmill. So it's hot, and then I'm such an idiot. Like halfway through, I was like, oh, wait, the treadmill has a fan on it. So then I turned on the fan and that made it all the better. But like while I'm running, Michaela's coming, you know, she's watching. I put on a movie thinking, okay, she'll be good. She comes in the room every, you know, 5 seconds. Mommy, doing good. Oh, how you doing, mommy? Like checking on me. And then she's like, mommy, I'm trying to vacuum, but I can't. Can you help me? And it's like.
did she bring her cowbell?
She did not bring the cowbell. There's no sign. There's no go, mommy, go. Nothing like that. No, it was just. I think she was concerned that I was going to fall or something.
the treadmill to me is rough. You prefer it overall, but for running, I think the issue that I had when I was at your point in the journey,
yeah,
was that the treadmill is relentless. In other words, you don't vary the speed,
right? No,
without manually varying the speed,
right? And I didn't. I kept it at the same. I was running 3.5 was what I was running. That's a run for me. And I think I might have upped it. I think I might have felt like that was a little slow, so I might have gone to 3.6 like while I was running. I might have pushed it up to 3.6 and then I was good. One time I didn't hit it right and I hit 6 and I thought I was just going to do like the cartoon character off the back of the treadmill. So, but it was cute because she's, you know, checking on me and stuff. And so I guess it was a little bit of a distraction, but, it was hard. And so then I got back out there on Tuesday so then I did 2.5 run, 2.5 walk, 8 times. And my last interval of run, I started to have pain in my hip. So the IT band, but it was usually when my IT band starts hurting, it's my left leg. This was my right leg. So it's like, am I overcompensating? Am I trying not to? I don't know. But I had some pretty good pain going on in my hip. And I was like, see, this is why you don't run, people. You hurt yourself. You get in pain. But I came home. I stretched it out. Michaela rubbed it. You helped me and you sticked for me. And I almost punched you a couple of times because it hurt so much. And then I did foam rolling and I did those for the 2 days. And luckily, I was off on Wednesday. So I didn't have to. I could just let it rest and stretch and stuff. And then today I got on the treadmill and walked. And I felt pretty good. No pain. It was a little bit of tightness in the hip again, but it feels pretty good. So we'll see how tomorrow goes. I am a little nervous. Tomorrow I got to do 2.5 run walk again, 8 times. And I am a little nervous because I'm afraid of like the pain coming back. But usually when it is my IT band in the past, when I'm walking, I just kind of walk it out. I don't know if you can walk it out with running though.
You've got to be preventative here, right? Like you just got to keep doing all the stretching and foam rolling and make sure that you keep it, keep it loose.
But Sunday I have to run a mile.
On the treadmill
again, because you're out of town.
Unless you want to wait for me to get home.
But see, I know myself. I won't do it. I am the type of person that if I don't get it out of the way the first thing in the morning, I will make up every excuse in the book to not do it. So Michaela and I will be down here and she'll be watching her movies and it'll be fine.
Well, and I think the other important part for me is that your intervals, like you're faster than you think. Like your intervals have been getting quicker and like there's.
Yeah, I was hitting like 14 minutes per mile on Tuesday.
Right.
Yes. So, and some of like in the later of my runs. So I think like a part of me though is like unfortunately I'm having the thought process of, ugh, how many more do I have? You know, it's like the first week I really wasn't thinking about how many intervals I had. And the second week it started to creep into my mind a little bit, but still not too bad. This week, and I don't know if it's, who knows why, but it's been in my head a little bit more of like, okay, you have 6 more. Okay, you have 7, you have 5 more. You know, I'm doing the countdown in my head of how many intervals I have left. And so I think a part of me thinks like, oh, if I run faster, it'll go faster. But that's not true. You're just, because mine are timed interval. It's right. It's not speed. It's not distance in that respect. But it will be interesting on Sunday when I you have the, when I go on the treadmill, how, what speed I, if I try to, if I speed it up a little bit just to get through the mile and the walk, because there's a walking component too. I walk, I gotta look, I don't remember how far I walk, walk and then run and then walk again as my cool down. So, but I did up my walk today to 2.7.
Ooh.
I know.
You're getting there.
I know.
Andy asks every time you post a workout, do you love running yet?
I know, and I still say hashtag no. No, I don't like running. I don't. I know. And everyone on the in the Silver Fox group is so great, and they're always like, we all don't like running. And I still think, I'm like, you guys are crazy. You do love running because you do it. So there's some part of you that likes it, because if you didn't like it, you wouldn't do it. You would find some other way, is what I've always told you, because you always say, I don't like running. And I always say to you, you have to like running. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it.
I like the results of running. I like the challenge of running. The act of running, not my favorite. It's painful at times, right? Yeah. Not all the time, but at times. I mean, for me, the training has been great as long as the weather has been, like, we've had some bursts of good weather.
And always on my off days. And you're always like, why did you switch it up? I'm like, I can't. Again, I'm very structured. I can't do that.
I had my last 10-mile run was fantastic. And I had to, slow down in order to kind of stay within myself. And yesterday's 10K, I had to do the same. I had to, consciously slow down because the weather was so perfect, which shows me that, you know, the battling the heat has been worth it in terms of you don't lose fitness. Like you're gaining fitness during that. And it's hard to keep your eye on the prize when you're just miserable from all the warm weather and the heat.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was, because my last few runs that I've been doing have been in soupy messes. I mean, it's just been humid as all heck, and it's just been horrible out there.
Do you feel outside? I mean, do you feel that you've made progress in these 3 weeks? Like, do you feel different, or do you feel like they're all just the same?
No, I feel like, obviously I feel okay, because, you know, again, after the run on Sunday, you know, running 3/4 mile, I, you know, did stuff, you know, obviously I have Michaela around, and she's not going to just sit there and let me wallow in my pain and misery. So I feel like, I mean, I think it's, you know, helping me in my stamina, I'm sure. But I know everyone's asking, like, people have asked me, like, do you think Andy's, you know, goal is that I'll have another race. And right now my mindset is like, no. Like, right now I'm like, nope, no more races. I'm good. And I'm like, I'm cursing myself for my New Year's resolution as it is. So, but we'll see. Who knows? Well, we'll see what happens after the 5K. You know, maybe I'll have this, you know, the runner high or whatever you guys get. I haven't had that yet. Maybe like, oh, but your headache, after your headache, you know, the endorphins from running does not have to help the headache. No, it doesn't. Not me, at least.
For me, it helps during. After, though. But I wouldn't be able to do. I wouldn't be able to run.
Right.
If it hurt during, because. Yeah. I'd get nauseous, but the overall, though, I think that your training's going pretty well, and I think you're a little bit faster than you think you are, and I think you've got a little more stamina starting to build.
Yeah,
I have no doubt that you'll have fun doing the 5K.
Yeah.
At the end of September, so we've still got about another month, actually a month from today exactly. We're recording on the 30th, so well, in terms of 30th to 30th, yeah.
So, but I have
on a Sunday.
I travel. I got to travel here in a couple weeks, going to visit my mom. So she lives in Nebraska, and, you know, people are like, oh, but Nebraska, it's a flat state. Sure, but it's not. They actually do have a lot of hills.
Do you want
Kevin?
Do you want Kevin and Holly Ann to come?
You guys
want
to come out to West Point and help me do some running? That's like only an hour drive for them.
If you offer Kevin a beer, he'll be there. I'm pretty sure Holly Ann would be there for a beer too. I'm pretty sure.
I'd love to see them. We actually will be in Omaha, so I think we're gonna go to the zoo. So we will be in Omaha a couple days, just because there's fun stuff to do there with Michaela. We'll go to the zoo and the children's museum. But so it'll be interesting for me, because I think, like, I have to run like 2 miles that while I'm in Nebraska. So We'll see how that goes.
Well, you could find a flat area.
The street my mom lives on, if you go east, her the town is east-west, I want to say. I always kind of get a little messed up. If you run down that street, it is pretty flat. You can go down. The problem is that she's up a hill, and when you go down the hill, it's the highway. So you have to cross the highway to get to the park, which, if it hasn't been running, isn't underwater. Most of the time it's underwater because it's flood zone down there. Like, everything floods in that town. So it will be, it's going to be a challenge for me. But, I mean, like I said, the street that she lives on is flat. So if I have to run up and down the street and there's not, but there's a lot of traffic. And so it's just going to be a challenge. So we'll have to, I'll have to figure out where I'm going to go, because I'll have a couple runs that day that while I'm there. Because I'll have an interval run, I'll have a walk, an interval run. Well, the walk I'll do before we leave for the... Oh, I don't know when I'm going to do that, because we leave for the airport at like 6
Change
o'clock.
The day.
I'll have to think about that. I'll have to think about that. So, but anyways.
Well, I mean, and here's a spoiler alert. Even though you've been to the Arboretum, that course, not flat.
No, it's not, which is why I've been doing the run that I've been doing, because I want to get some
little rollers
in there, yeah. Because it does go up and it goes down and stuff. There's not like it's just straight up and then on the way back you're going down.
It's
up and down in the path that I've been doing, and that's the whole point of me doing. But the hills in my mom's town, like, these are like
more like the, well, the Arboretum's got some.
They are, yes, they are a few like the Arboretum,
but the downhill, I mean, you
There's
a long downhill
from last year. We ran when Jen and Boone and I, the long downhill last year, we actually ran it a little bit.
Were you holding hands skipping?
No.
That's what I felt like was really going on.
No,
I felt like Boone was in the middle.
No, Boone was actually like, Jen was like leaving us. Boone like stayed by me for the most part. So I don't know. You know, Jen says they're going to walk again, but I feel like Boone kind of is like itching to possibly run it. So.
He might just push you down just so he wins.
I know. Exactly. So, but anyway, so yeah, so that's my training update. So we'll see. I'm doing it.
Which is great.
So, there we go.
I'm not counting on anything past September 30th.
No one should.
Just trying to get you there without an IT band issue.
I know. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, today's feeling pretty good, but I need to do some foam rolling tonight and some stick tonight. So, it's bruised. Oh yeah, remember when we were like, you're gonna totally there's bruises all up and down my leg.
You bruise really easily.
I do. So I keep looking at our daughter on the
yeah,
monitor.
I'm like really yes. distracted.
Well, I am too. I'm a little like, so you know, she's not asleep because she's a freak like that sometimes. She's got her blanket over her head, and she's like playing with her feet with her blanket over her head. So that's why I keep looking, like hoping
she's okay.
She moves her blanket.
She will.
It's like on her head.
I think she'll be okay. All right, so we're both signed up for that race on the 30th. We're gonna see how we do. And I signed up for a 5K while you're in Nebraska.
Yes, Kevin was trying to get you to come to Nebraska to do a run with him, but
yeah. Some other time.
You have to see my family then.
That's not the reason. So I signed up for a very small fairly local 5K. I mean, it's local, but in Chicago, local is, you know, pretty
within
wide swath.
Within like 50 miles.
But I'm going back more towards where you're from.
Oak Lawn, right?
I'm doing Oak Lawn. There's just a very small 5K. It looks like it's in the neighborhood. There's a bunch of turns. And I think you just kind of go in a cul-de-sac or something. And,
it's just like a little circle that you do.
And I'm going to try to, hopefully the weather cooperates, and I'm going to go for a sub 30 there.
Yeah.
So it should
Yeah, because I
be
feel
fun.
Bad. The more Arboretum one, you might not be able to.
That's all right. I mean, I'm already, either way, I don't plan on going out at the Arboretum now and going for sub 30 regardless. Like, yeah. I'm going to spend some time with you and Jen and Boone.
Oh, I should say, I've been invited to the sub 30 group.
Oh, right.
By two people.
So who by?
Derek.
Who was our last episode guest.
And, oh, they're going to kill me. Hold on.
Well, this is riveting.
This is riveting.
While you're
I haven't joined yet because I don't know what to do. I don't know if I should or not.
Well, talk us through that part. It was Jeff Hetrick.
Was it Jeff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who is, I think, like on our board or whatever they have.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. I knew it was
admin,
somebody.
Something like
I
that.
I knew it was somebody. So anyway, so, you know, I already invaded your Silver Fox group. And I feel like like worlds collided with that. And so then if I invaded your Sub 30, which I feel, you know, that's like, you know, you're pretty active in that. You do the podcast of the week with that group. And I didn't know. I haven't accepted, and I appreciate the invite, but also I still don't feel like I'm a runner, and I don't have this goal of being sub 30.
Well, that has nothing to do with what that group's about, though, right?
So,
it's just being active, yeah. and having a supportive group.
So I haven't accepted yet. I appreciate the offer, and I haven't accepted yet. So, but I'm like, I think I have like 30 days to accept the invite before it goes away. I get a little notice every once in a while from Facebook, like, "Hey, Derek and Jeff have invited you to join this group. You have 27 days left." You know, it's like a countdown to tell me when I can't be a part of the group anymore. So, but I get to see.
Well, that's not true. You just get reinvited.
But I just thought it was funny that outside my husband invited me to these groups.
There's no excommunication in sub 30 for that.
So I haven't joined yet, but
you're afraid of killing
Independent Pete. I'm afraid of killing
a Pete divided against itself cannot survive.
Exactly.
If you want to join, I'd be all for it. That's all good. Yeah. I'll just go find another group. look, there's like four people in that group that like me, which is more than most. So
true.
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. So I have to make that decision though soon if I'm going to join or not.
Believe me, right now, if we took a poll, should Gretchen be in the group or Pete? I can guarantee you what the answer is.
That's not true.
100%.
That's not true. So anyway, I wanted to bring, but let's talk about your training and your racing.
No, my training's going well overall. I'm doing fine and I'm not injured. I've had to move around a lot of runs, and I've actually started writing a blog post I'll probably put up soon. I'll finish it soon, just kind of about the whole, you've just got to get the training in when you can, like
right.
The life getting in the way. And you know, with my job, it's not, I've got a lot of flexibility with it,
mm-hmm.
and which is good and bad. And there's just times though where things just get in the way.
Yeah.
And I'm getting the runs in. It's not like I'm not getting them in, except for the time that I ran into the tree because the dog chased me. Overall, I'm getting the runs in. I'm just not getting them in when they're prescribed. And sometimes that means that I end up bunching them or switching right. them around in a way that becomes challenging when you go into the following week, or just maybe from a mindset perspective for me, I really would rather get a little bit closer to following the plan to a T. I'm following it. It's just not to the letter.
Right. Not like me, because I'm the good kid.
Well, no, you also didn't read directions. And
well, I missed one.
Well, you've only been doing it for 3 weeks. That's, I'm not missing things. I don't know really how to explain this other than when you've got something on a plan, it's a plan, right? And I need and want to treat it more seriously than right now. I feel like, well, I can just move it if I need to.
Right.
Which is okay. It just isn't ideal.
Yeah.
And so this weekend, I'm taking Lily on her daddy-daughter weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to LeClaire, Iowa.
Yeah.
And we're going to visit some antique shops because that's what she loves to do.
Yeah.
American Pickers people too.
Yep.
She'll get to see that, which I know she'll love. And I'm not going to get up on Saturday morning when I've got her and go for my 11 mile run.
Right. It's, that's just too long. Like you can go for a run, but not 11 miles.
Right.
Beautiful riverfront there too.
Right. I'm hoping, you know, my goal is I'm going to run a 5K before she wakes up or is, you know, she'll go shower while I'm running my 5K.
She's not going to go.
And I'm looking forward to do that right on the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
I think it'll be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
The 11 miler, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to try to get it in tomorrow morning or if I'm just going to wait to do it till Sunday afternoon.
Oh, okay.
I'm just not sure yet because I'm not feeling great. I wanted to do it tonight.
Yeah, because the weather was great tonight.
The weather was perfect for to go a longer distance, but some things crept up with work that I needed to accomplish later than I thought, and not feeling great. So I wasn't going to go at all, and I told you I wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
And I, you know, Kevin and I talk all the time about running and other things. Many of which we can't share on the air. And I told him, I'm like, I'm just going to skip it tonight. I'm not feeling good. And then I did it anyway because I sat down and I'm like, you know what? This isn't right. Like, I need to get this run in.
Yeah.
I had skipped a run earlier in the week. I had rearranged runs earlier in the week. I need to get it in. So.
Yeah. And you're better when you run. You're happier when you run. Which leads me all to the fact that you like running.
I don't, love and like are two different things, right? So we were talking about loving running earlier.
That's true.
I do like running.
There is a difference between love and like.
But, you know, the thing that I've done lately that I had the most fun with was going for a hike with Daniel.
Yeah.
Last weekend on Saturday, we went to McNaughton Park in Pekin, Illinois, and I had always wanted to check that place out. I've been listening to people talk about running it with the Potawatomi ultra races.
Oh, right.
The 10 Junk Miles podcast, which is one of my favorites, talks about it quite a bit. And I was like, hey, let's get out there. And we had a blast. We hiked about 5 miles. It was about 105 degrees.
It was so hot.
It was ridiculously hot. The dew point was 78, I think. And so I think the air temperature was only in the low 90s. Like, it was like 91 or something, but the feels like was 105 because the dew point was ridiculous.
Ugh. Yeah, last weekend was brutal.
But we had a lot of fun doing that hike. And it makes me really think about ultras and trail running more.
Yeah.
And so I've been researching trail running. I've been researching doing just more classic distances, you know, a half marathon on it or 10K even, 5K, just researching that and just not coming up with any that I can get to when there's not something going on with the kids or life, right?
Yeah.
So we'll keep looking, but I don't know. I like road running, so I think I'm going to be one of these weird people who's actually drawn to both road running and trail running. A lot of people, when they find the trails, and I would say the vast majority of people I've heard say that they end up becoming a trail runner. They just love it way more than road. There's a few people, though, that say, nah, I don't like it, and they went back to road, for sure. I think I like both. I could see a place in my life for both. So I really want to get out there and do some more of that. So I'm looking forward to it. But other than the 5K races, I got nothing on the calendar.
Yeah.
Super unusual for me.
Well, we're going into a busy season with the kids. I mean, Lily's in competition cheer. And, right. You know, that's like almost every other weekend when we don't have them, there's something going on. So it's fall's a hard time for us.
It is. And it's made it. I'm hoping to kind of get more focused on losing the weight during that time.
Yeah, for sure.
So, well, we'll see. It kind of leads me into a note that I got.
Oh, boy.
No, this one's fine. So I'm going to read the majority of it verbatim. I took out a little bit of it. So it's somebody that I knew from before, a long time ago. And we've always, you know, that cursory keeping in touch via social media and stuff, right? So she wrote this. Hey, Pete. So I've thought a lot about this and wanted to share some thoughts. You and Gretchen are great together. You two obviously have a fun rapport and are often really funny.
Huh. Often. Not always, just often.
Yeah.
Well, with that.
While I want to laugh and all, I was hoping for more.
I know
you a bit and maybe had higher expectations. I thought you started strong, but now are missing something. I mean to say that the inspiration I felt at the beginning isn't there. You and Gretchen seem content to coast along with eating and weight. I know you are taking on some running stuff, but the overall health stuff is weird to me. I'm reading somebody else's writing, so yeah. I'm a little...
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm missing the point of the podcast. I'm not sure you are. I'm not sure there's a point.
Yeah.
Anyway, hope you aren't mad, but I was hoping to understand things better. Don't tell anyone the air. I think she means on the air. Don't tell anyone on the air my name, even if you read this, because I know you probably will. LOL. Still love you guys. Smiley face. So it got me thinking, like, do we have a responsibility to inspire or to, like, are we doing this right?
Well, I mean, I think that it has changed a little bit from when we first started. We know when we first started, we had talked about the diet, well, the lifestyle change a lot more, right? Because we were at the beginning of it. We were going through it. We were losing the weight. You know, we had weekly weight loss catch-ups and stuff like that. And I think that part of our story was very inspirational to people. It got a lot of people doing it. You know, a lot of our friends started, you know, we got a lot of positive feedback in that. And I think recently we've kind of, you know, she's right. You know, we're not focused on the weight loss. We don't talk about the science behind it, or because we've already done that. It's like, almost, do you want to do like a recap? Like, how much of that can you really talk about? I guess is kind of like, I think it's just evolved.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we still want to inspire, because we always said, like, if we inspire one person, then we're doing something right.
Right. But we've already done that.
Right.
Right. So.
So that means we just stop?
We could just be done. Like the Seinfeld, leave them on a high note, right? There's a couple of pieces in there. I agree that it was different at the beginning. And I wouldn't say that we're coasting along as much as we found ourselves at a different point in life.
Right.
And it's part of the journey. And to me, I get inspired by people who are honest about where they're at. And I think that's part of what I wanted us to do.
Yeah.
And we are a lifestyle podcast. There's no doubt.
Yeah.
We are not a health and fitness or a weight loss. We are a lifestyle podcast. And some people say that in a derogatory manner. I don't take it that way.
No.
This is about life.
Right.
So call it life, lifestyle, whatever you want, but it's about life.
Yeah.
I will also say that although I listen to many podcasts with somebody, and I'm going to use Vinny Tortorich because I'm not going to hurt him by saying anything. I've heard all of Vinny's stories. I've heard so much about Vinny himself and so many of the same things over and over and over. I don't listen to it anymore.
Right.
And it's not that I don't find him entertaining, because I actually do. I mean, he's an acquired taste. Some people don't like him, for sure.
Yeah.
And I get why you wouldn't. I think he's kind of funny at a lot of the times. I think he's had good thoughts. I think he was spot on with NSNG.
Yeah, for sure.
And, but what the difference is that I don't want to tell you the same things behind it.
Yeah.
And I also don't want to become preachy.
Right.
One of the things that I want to do is I want to get some people that eat differently than we do on soon, mm-hmm. right? So far we've had a couple of people with bariatric surgery, which we haven't done, but we just kind of happened,
right?
You know, they're listeners, and
yeah.
I thought they were interesting stories. We've had other people who eat like we do, like Derek is similar,
yeah.
Peter Belarchek, yep. Rob, and John both eat similar to us from Endurance for Everyone. We don't want to just preach that, though.
Right.
Like, I want to get somebody on that's a vegetarian or a vegan.
Yeah.
I want to talk to them about it. I want to understand more. And there's just so many ways to live life. What we're trying to do is show you a glimpse into what we do. Probably way too much about television at times.
Hey, people like me. They like my views from the couch.
Oh, they like you way more than, I mean, hashtag Team Gretchen all day.
Right.
I am too. I'll hashtag that. And the Be Better Today stuff is really what it is. We're just trying to be better today. Like right now in this moment, I can't tell you if we're going to be better tomorrow. And we may fall off the wagon. And my intent, and when I say that, I don't mean like a little bit. Like I mean, like, we gain 30 pounds back, or one of us does, probably me. I want to continue to record through that.
Right.
As it's going on. Most of the time, when you see people who have lost a bunch of weight and they're gung-ho and they're all over social media telling you, and then they start to gain weight, what happens?
They go off.
They disappear.
Yeah, they don't talk about it.
I can tell you podcasts. I can name podcasts where it was all, you know, gung-ho, gung-ho, gung-ho. They're off the air, and then I see something and they've, you know, they're no longer running anymore and they're gaining all this weight back. And
right.
I find that part of the story interesting because it's life.
It's real.
So, you know, I don't know what her intent was, like, in terms of like where the inspiration should come from. And, yeah, you know, if you're listening, first, not mad at all. Like,
no, no.
That's just good feedback.
It's just feedback for sure. Because it is, I mean, it has changed. I mean, 100% has changed since a year ago, you know, since we started this.
So, yeah, we are probably coming up on a year. I think it was in September. So the...
Well, yeah, because of the race, we tried to do the recording with Jen and Boone. So it's probably in the next couple of weeks, I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do something special.
We should. We should have Jen and Boone on.
Well, I figure we would when we do the race, but...
Let's hope.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, in the end, though, we may inspire, I know we've inspired at least a couple of people.
Right.
And that's great. Going forward, if the audience dwindles, it dwindles. I mean, we're going to do this as long as we're enjoying doing it. Well, I guess me.
Yeah.
As long as I'm enjoying doing it. Because you've made it clear that this is all, everything in
all
our lives, all
you.
Is about me. And
all for you.
So it was interesting, too, because somebody that I respect very much reached out to me after our healthiversary episode and said, you know, hey, you need to lay off her about where she, why she's doing things.
Where I get my inspiration.
Yeah. And like, and why you're doing it.
Yeah.
And so it was an interesting conversation because I didn't really think that I had said anything in there that was bad.
Well, I mean, I can see how I never take anything bad, but I can understand how some people would see it, be like, oh, like my reasoning wasn't good enough or something like that. I can see.
Well, no, I mean, to recap it briefly at the danger of repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
Basically, you said, look, if you didn't eat this way, I probably wouldn't either.
Right. Yep. 100%. Right? Yep.
And so I said, geez, that's
a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Right. And it was, the response was legit, like, hey, you should be thankful that she's willing to do that, even though she doesn't really want to, that she's willing to do that. To support you, like that right. amount of love just doesn't come around often. You should be thankful.
Yeah.
Not incorrect. And I didn't say that I wasn't thankful for it. So yeah. I want to be clear. I'm thankful for it. But it is an unbelievable amount of pressure to hold somebody else's health in your hands.
But you're not. But that you're taking it too far. Because
well, no, I didn't take it too far.
Well, then they're taking it too far, or it's being misunderstood because we've talked about this in the last couple of weeks. Like you've had like more quote unquote cheat days than I have, and you've had more sugar. You'd have more. Just stuff, right? Than I have, but it hasn't changed me. I still continue. Like this weekend, you go out of town, I could 100% eat anything I want because you're not around. I got Michaela. She loves her carbs, but I'm not going to do it. Tomorrow, my friend's coming over for dinner. She wants me to make her seafood pasta. I'm going to make her seafood pasta, but I'm going to have zucchini noodles for me. So I'm still, it's my own choice. I'm still making my own choice. But if you decided that you wanted to try something different, like, okay, now I want to do this or something, then, you know, I would support you because it's better. I mean, you got us on this journey in the first place, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's no danger of that part, right? So, right. You know, I took it more as if I didn't eat this way, you would just not eat this way. Like, you would just stop. So, meaning that.
I mean, eventually I would. Because just like you would never have gotten this far if I hadn't done it with you. Because I'm not going to make two different meals for dinner. I'm not going to make you pasta and me something like every single night, right?
No,
that's
no.
not going to happen. So eventually, like if you were to say, you know what, I don't want to do this, I might stick on, you know, partially my stuff, but eventually we would introduce more carbs and sugar into our diet just naturally because we weren't consciously making that effort because one of us, whether me, if and the same thing, if I said to you, you know what, babe, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to eat all the sugar and ice cream I can. I'm done. I'm over it.
Ice cream.
The same thing. You would have the same reaction. Eventually, you would go back into our, because we're a team. Like, we interact too much together. Our lives are, as married couples typically are intertwined in that respect. So, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we succeed together, we fail together. I mean, it's, we're a couple. That's just who we are. That's how we work together.
Yeah, I mean, and I've not been great lately, but I haven't gained any weight.
Right.
I think it's just because of the amount of activity, to be honest. Yeah. At this point, but I feel so much better when I eat the way that we've decided our lives should be, and I'm reminded of that here and there enough that I'm really at a point now where I want to concentrate on that next 20, 25, 30 pounds, whatever it is that needs to come off.
Right.
And I'm ready for that. And I talked about it all along that I actually struggle more in the summer to lose weight.
Yeah.
Than I do in the winter.
Well, because of the whole, it's cold hot outside, you want ice cream.
Well, yeah. when it's cold outside, I want ice cream. When it's hot outside, I want ice cream. When it's raining outside, I want ice cream. I just want ice cream.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's interesting though. But what I love about getting the feedback,
yeah,
is that sometimes I kind of know, sometimes I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I like other people's perspectives.
Yeah.
So that's one of my favorite things is to get feedback, and it's not, and a lot of it's positive.
Yeah.
I mean, look, I don't know. I always feel like if I start reading the positive notes, that it's like tooting our own horn. I'd rather try to improve and let people know, like, constructive, like, in both cases I felt it was constructive criticism.
Yeah.
It came from the right place. It wasn't mean-spirited.
It wasn't malicious. No.
You know, it was just people trying to figure some things out and give an opinion. So I thought it was pretty cool. But, you know, in the end, do we have a responsibility to inspire? Not really.
No.
I mean,
if it happens, it's great.
Right. The show is overall, you know, for everybody but a few.
Yeah.
Linda, Christine, Julie. It's free, right?
Yep.
And so they don't, like, you don't have to listen.
Yeah.
The fact that people listen is amazing.
I know.
The fact that they want to listen is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But in the end, you know, our responsibility is to ourselves.
Yeah.
Super selfish.
Very much so.
Completely internally focused.
We don't really care about you guys. I'm just kidding.
Oh. Well, that was it. You got anything else?
Michaela doesn't have the blanket on her head.
Oh,
anymore.
Good. Our kid's not going to suffocate tonight.
And I think she's still awake.
Oh, awesome. All right. Well, we're going to wrap this one up then. You've been listening to episode 46 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. You want to find us on the social medias? Check out at Fatman Stories or facebook.com/Fatman Stories. Go to our website, fatmanchronicles.com/shop. Get yourself some swag. It's always good to walk around with some Be Better Today gear on. And finally, make sure to subscribe and to rate and review us in your favorite podcast app. That'll do it. Get out there and be better today.
Unsure. And now